This is Oklahoma Perspective. The Atdar Shrine Circus is back. KRMG's Russell Mills talks with Tommy Henshaw and Rick Grubbs about the circus and when you should mark your calendars.
Well, all right. So we're here with Tommy and Rick from the Atdar Shrine. And you guys put on a little circus.
Absolutely, Russell. And this one is pretty special because this is the 75th annual Atdar Shrine Circus.
Oh, this is 75. Diamond Jubilee time.
Diamond Jubilee. Wow. And it is... It's going to be just as fantastic as number one was back in the day. However, none of us here were there then. Mm-hmm. But it's just, like I said, it's the 75th annual Atdar Shrine Circus. We have 4 big days, 9 big performances, beginning Thursday, February 27th, running through March the 1st. A special celebration to celebrate our Diamond event, as you brought up, and to honor all of our military and our first responders, we're offering a ticket special for all United States military service members, veterans or active members, all law enforcement members, fire members, ambulance personnel, currently active or retired. We're going to offer them a general admission ticket and 2 kids tickets for either our Thursday 6 o'clock show or our Friday matinee, which begins promptly at 4:30. And all they need to do is go up to the fairgrounds ticket office, identify themselves as such, and they will give them that 1 adult ticket and 2 kids tickets.
And Rick, I remember there's stuff to do even before the circus gets started, right?
Oh, during the intermission, we have elephant rides, camel rides, pony rides, face painting, pictures with exotic animals, maybe a snake or a bear or a camel or something. But there's plenty to do during the intermission.
They also have a lot of toys and gadgets for the kids that you can buy, and they're really not very expensive.
Absolutely. Oh. Yeah, the key. And that's, thank you for bringing that up, because we control everything except concessions. For those 4 days, that's our house, and we welcome everyone into our house. This is family-friendly. For an example, an adult general admission ticket, $16. You can go buy any area Quick Trip, pick up a voucher, which in effect is really a coupon, and that will allow 2 kids to get in for free when you purchase that general admission ticket. Now, that's also kind of streaming around on Facebook. You can just show it. I think there's some websites that have it, and you can just show it on your smartphone, buy your general admission adult ticket, and they'll give you a ticket for those 2 kiddos to get in. So you can go by Quick Trip, or you can do it off, flash it on your phone, and or print it off, and you're ready to go. And that's to make it as family-friendly as possible. And then you're right, going into our novelties, we just price those for the fun. And when the lights go off, and the show begins, and the kids flip all those lights on of their trinkets or their novelties. It's just like the 4th of July inside.
So we're here with Tommy Henshaw and Rick Grubb from the Oklahoma Atdar Shrine talking about the circus coming to town. And you said the dates again, the first day of the circus, it's like next week, right?
Next week, Thursday, February 27th at 6 o'clock, Friday the 28th at 4:30 and 7, and then Saturday and Sunday the 29th and March 1st, 3 performances each, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and at 6:30.
Okay, and how long have you been volunteering for this? Because all this is done, by the way,
volunteers.
Completely by volunteers.
Nobody's, believe me, nobody.
The performers are getting paid.
Absolutely. Yes. And the fairgrounds are getting paid.
The fairgrounds
make
some
money. They have the concessions. But everyone else you see, there's probably 200 volunteers, shriners and their ladies or their children volunteering to put this event on.
And how long have you been doing that, Rick? Because I know you've been doing it for a while.
I've been doing it since 1999. The first 7 or 8 years, I was in the clown unit and participated in that endeavor every year.
Which is a lot of work, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. To put on the makeup, just the makeup, facial makeup.
And to try to hide his face.
takes over an hour. And it almost takes that long to take the stuff off.
Yeah, cleaning it off, I bet, not very much fun. I've completely shaved my head, so it'd be easier for me maybe than some people. But all right, so tell me a little bit more about what's exciting, because you were going on, before we started recording, you were talking a little bit about the motorcycle act towards the end of the show.
Well, we've got the lions and tigers and no bears, oh my.
Oh my.
And then we have the trapeze artists, and we have the high wire walkers, and we have the different animal acts, and we have elephants, and we still have elephants coming out. And that's what Rick was alluding to at half. You can actually buy a little ticket and take a quick little ride on an elephant.
We also have camels.
And camels, that's right. You can ride on camels and we'll have pony rides. However, the last event that's worth the price and the effort of coming to see it is these young guys from Texas riding their motorcycles, doing the little tricks around the arena, and then they go off in the outside and they run in and they leap them across the arena, almost touching the top of the arena, letting go of the handlebars, grabbing a hold of the seat, and they pull themselves back up and then land them successfully. With everybody's fingers crossed, of course.
Right.
It is amazing to watch and witness in person.
And that is like the grand finale.
That is the final.
Yeah.
You know it's over then.
So what other kind of acts are there, Rick? What else? I mean, there are kids who've never been to a circus. There are adults.
Well, we have
nowadays people who've never been to a circus.
You're absolutely correct.
Oh, yeah. Well, I run into a lot of people who say, I've never been to a circus, and they're in their 50s and 60s.
Wow. So what else, what kind of acts do you like? What do you see there?
Well, we have the flying trapeze, which is one of my favorites, as well as the animal acts, the elephant act at the end where they take their big pachydermis and they lay them down and they set them up on stools, and also as well as the lions and the tigers at the very first of the program.
Yeah, I've noticed that they open every year because not blowing my own horn, but I go down there every year just to do a guest ringmaster thing where I basically blow a whistle so they can start the circus. It's an honor, and I'm proud to do it.
We're glad to have you.
And yes. But every year I stick around, I watch for a little while, and I see the kitties because I love the kitties. I love cats of any size, and the big ones are just awesome.
They are amazing.
There's no way I would get in that cage with those animals.
I absolutely would. If the guy was there with me and if the cats were calm, I would do it in a heartbeat. I would love to pet the kitties. Oh, yeah. I love cats. I'm into cats. Some people like snakes. Some people like dogs or horses. I'm a cat guy.
Well, I have three myself.
They're nature's perfect predator. Right? They kind of are. They're little killing machines. All right. So you guys are machines. You work on this stuff year round. I know you do. And you don't take enough credit, but talk a little bit about the work that the ACTAR Shrine does.
What the Shriners here in ACTAR Shrine in Tulsa, what we do, we are a philanthropy with a fraternity that has a philanthropy. And so the philanthropy part is that we support the Shriners Hospitals for Children. There's 22 around the country. And we support and finance the Northeast Oklahoma. There's three Shrine Centers in Oklahoma. We support the kids in Northeast Oklahoma. Right now, we are sponsoring over 1,300 children to a Shriners Hospital for Children where they can get their medical miracle for absolutely no cost to them or their families. And it's for orthopedic. They specialize in orthopedic and in
cleft palate.
Now, what always seems to get the media's attention is the unfortunate when a child becomes burned. And then we have a crew of guys who special members who roll out of bed, if they get the call, make it up to Hillcrest to make sure that baby gets to Cincinnati or more than likely going to Galveston.
Galveston, Cincinnati, Boston, Sacramento.
The major burn hospitals.
And then we provide transportation to the hospital and back and forth. More often than not, we take care of their meals and their hotel rooms so that the children can get, and with the parent, can make that appointment for those follow-ups to the hospital. They do incredible things, and it's regardless of race, creed, color, or their ability to pay. And the only precursor is that if in the opinion of the doctors down there, they can make an impact, a positive impact to a child's life, the light turns green. You know, and
if the doctors say we can help, you guys are like, all right, we got your backs.
They're after, and we're after.
And we'll, the family's never asked to pay.
Nope, and we transport them back and forth. We have, how many vans, Rick? You take care of the vans.
We got six minivans and one big 15-passenger Chevrolet.
That are running someplace.
Constantly on the road.
Through the week.
Literally a fleet of vehicles.
With volunteer drivers and a volunteer staff that does all of that.
Scheduling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Contacting patients.
All those volunteers, all that staff, they come from the ACTAR Shrine.
They're all Shriners.
So that is the fraternity. That is the organization.
Right.
That gives its time.
That's the philanthropy.
To the children and to the hospitals.
Okay. And so, in order,
the circus funds the fraternity.
It funds the ability to have a facility, so that maintain our facility. So we have a place.
That fleet of vehicles.
Absolutely.
Right. Communications. You got to have staff. You got to have infrastructure.
And the meeting. There is one paid person at ACTAR Shrine.
I remember that story. And it's the lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
the secretary or the person who's like the foundation, the rock.
That's right. She is the hub on the wheel. She knows where all the bodies are buried.
So, and she's been there for quite a while. But
she just retired. Rita had been there over 50 years.
That's what it was. I think
about
Rick was telling
years.
Me this story last year. And that this was mm-hmm. going to be, that was going to be her
retired,
last circus.
And so we have another lady who's filling in her shoes. And then Rita is on standby on the phone if we got a little, she got a little problem.
Just in case. Okay, good deal. All right, so I would like to just talk about the circus one more time and get the logistics in here. It's coming up February 27th, and it runs through March 1st. So that's a Thursday, a Friday, a Saturday, a Sunday. And there are a total of 9 performances those 4 days that you can see them. Is there a place people can go online? Because everybody's grabbing their phones right now and going, I'm going to Google
what you
that.
Can do, you can either call with that phone. You have a question, 918-376-6000. That's the Expo Square ticket office to get tickets or information. Or www.exposquare.com. You can buy tickets online.
Tommy Henshaw and Rick Grubb with the ACTAR Shrine Circus. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interview. You're listening to Oklahoma Perspective. Oklahoma has a new slogan. Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell stopped by the KRMG Morning Show to talk about the process the state went through to choose the new slogan.
I know you are having somewhat of a interesting day after announcing yesterday what you announced with the new logo and the slogan. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say right up front, I liked it from the beginning, and I didn't know. I only heard it, Matt. I didn't hear what the rest of the plan was, but then I started thinking kind of what you guys are doing. Well, we have this much coastline, this many, imagine that. Was that the whole process behind it?
You know, it was. We got 200. No state's ever done it this way before, rebranding a state. You know, we recruited 200 creative Oklahomans that worked at advertising PR firms, brought them together, asked them for some public service, and they did. Because I think what's important to note here, we didn't have a brand. We're not changing from one logo to another logo, one tagline to another tagline, although I guess you could say Oklahoma is okay was the tagline, which is very underwhelming. So we're really starting from scratch. And so I cannot thank those volunteers that came together to help build this. This was built by Oklahomans. And I think it is a very vibrant, modern, new way of looking at Oklahoma, because we need to change the perception of this state.
Well, there's so many people who do believe Oklahoma's okay has been the slogan before, and the dream catcher is the logo, if you will. The process.
Yes.
How many things did you guys consider? What did you throw? What didn't make it? What got thrown out?
Yeah, it was a very long process, because again, usually you just go out, you pay a firm millions and millions of dollars, and they tell you what your brand is. That would have been a whole lot quicker, but we wanted to do it different. And so we had 9 different subcommittees. We really liked it. It sounds like something Will Rogers Rogers would say in a little bit, in some ways, and you can't forget it. Some people are going to like it, some people aren't. Believe me, we know how that's how this process works. But what I want to remind folks, we didn't have anything before. This is a major upgrade, and it exudes, again, I think, again, some state pride into the state again.
Well, considering what you said, I can't imagine Oklahoma. I had no idea where it worked out as well, although I see where you're going. Describe the logo for us, Matt.
Yeah, the logo is a circle logo. We took the star, the American star, from the original state flag. Everybody really loved that American state, our first state flag, because we really are the hub of America. This is not just the crossroads of America. We are really planting our flag on, this is America. This is authentic as it gets. If you want to see America, you got to see Oklahoma. So we wanted to bring that star back. Chevrons point inward, and those chevrons really point to our military history and current military. I think that's a really big point that we do not talk about enough. Our strong military history in Oklahoma, the economics of it as well, all of our military bases that we have. I really think that's why we're such an authentic state as well, is because of that military past, present, and future. And so we really wanted to celebrate that in our mark. It's very colorful. We wanted it to be colorful because we have 12 different ecosystems in the state of Oklahoma. Imagine that. And five different, all the different seasons that you have.
On the same day.
On the same day. And that's a big draw for folks. I mean, that live in a state that only has one season. They love that you can see it all and do it all in the state of Oklahoma. So that kind of makes up the mark.
Okay, you made a great point during we were in the break. I want you to make it now. It's okay, we're imagining how this gets used going forward, right? And you're describing something you might do, and tell people what you told me about, like, Dallas and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, the tagline is really going to be used in other states and around the world. I mean, Oklahomans will see it some, for sure. But, in the Dallas airport, for example, I mean, we plan on doing an advertising campaign in there saying, hey, 20-minute commute, imagine that, as people are leaving the Dallas airport. So you can see where it can be used. Yeah. It's going to be telling Oklahomans about all the great things that there is to do in Oklahoma as well. But it's telling the rest of the world how great this state is.
We've been taking feedback from our listeners on open mics and the texters at 95920, a mixture of things.
Sure.
But this one texter makes a good point. They said, look, I didn't like the Tulsa flag the first time I saw it, but then it started being used everywhere, and now I really like it. Do you think that'll happen here?
Yeah, we certainly hope so. I mean, if indication of, my 14-year-old daughter wanted the sticker to put on her Yeti cup to take to school with her, really, that is who this is for. It's for those next generations. If she thinks it's cool, she's the chief marketing expert in my household. And our phone lines have just been flooded. People want the t-shirt. They want to buy the stuff. That does matter. I mean, we're trying to instill a little state pride here. We didn't have anything before. We have something now. It looks good on stuff. Is it bigger than that? Yes, it's bigger than that. But I think that stuff matters too. You see what's happened in Colorado with their new mark. People wear it on the hats and the t-shirts. It's instilled a little bit more state pride in their state. We certainly hope the same thing will happen here in Oklahoma.
I know you have to go, and we have to go here as well, but the last thing I want to get to, and people are going to ask, why a Canadian firm to help?
Yeah, well, we had to have someone facilitate this effort. I could not hire an Oklahoma firm because I wouldn't have gotten the buy-in from all of these other Oklahoma firms. If I just hired one firm in Oklahoma, we wouldn't have gotten the buy-in. So we wanted someone unbiased. Could I have hired someone from Texas? I think it would have been even worse if I would have hired somebody from down there. We wanted an international branding facilitator, someone that has facilitated big brands. And this company did. I did a national search. They only facilitated. They had no creative input. The only people that actually created this campaign were Oklahomans, and they volunteered their time for it. So one of the best decisions I made, to have a facilitator so the trains didn't run off the track.
How do people get the shirts and merchandise?
So travelok.com is where you can go to purchase all the merchandise, but go to oklahoma.gov and check out the new website. Doesn't take you 20 clicks to get a license anymore. There's uniform branding throughout. It's a night and day difference on just the user experience that taxpayers are going to have in the state of Oklahoma, and that's a big deal.
Oklahoma Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell. Special thanks to KRMG's Rick Corey and Skylar Cooper for the interview. This is Oklahoma Perspective. For Cox Media Group, I'm Bert Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.